Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo. The International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to allow unimpeded access of food aid to Gaza, where famine is taking hold. The unanimous ruling by the World Court comes after a complaint lodged by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. Meanwhile, in New York, on the steps of City Hall, more than 100 activists gathered to mark the last week of the Muslim month of Ramadan, a time of fasting and prayer. They were invited by two of the 17 members of the City Council's 52 members. Council member Chiasse was critical of politicians who refused to call for a ceasefire, yet visit Muslim communities.
And yet they're still showing up to these events to garner votes from Muslim constituents. That is dead wrong.
And council member Shana Hanif of Borough Park, Brooklyn, is the first Muslim woman elected to the council.
Out of 51 council members, 17 council members support a permanent, lasting ceasefire.
It's not enough.
And it's not enough. It's not enough. And I know that New Yorkers are fed up and do not trust their government.
And as a soft rain fell, dozens of tulips with bulbs still attached were placed on the steps of City Hall, representing the nearly 33,000 Palestinians killed in Gaza. Artist Vivian Sarsour.
Even in the midst of this sadistic and horrific violence that we're experiencing, for me as a Palestinian, it's hard work, but it's important to always remember that we must let our love win.
Ramadan ends on April 9th. In local news, the 34-year-old man accused in the shooting death of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller has been charged with murder of a police officer. Guy Rivera allegedly pulled a gun on Diller after cops approached a car in Far Rockaway, Queens. The bullet struck under the officer's bulletproof vest. The shooting was immediately politicized as former President Donald Trump is expected to attend the wake Thursday and Friday in Massapequa Park. Diller had been with the NYPD for 3 years. He leaves a wife and a 1-year-old son. And the NYPD fatally shot a 19-year-old man who was in mental distress at his home in Queens on Wednesday. Wynn Rosario called 911 before 2 p.m., according to police. Two officers arrived at the Ozone Park home. Cops say Rosario pulled a pair of scissors on them. Both officers discharged their firearms. Rosario's mother and his 17-year-old brother dispute the cops' narrative, claiming they asked the responding cops to be gentle with Wynn because he was having one of his episodes. And Mayor Eric Adams and the NYPD say the public's perception of crime in the subways is driving the need for new gun-detecting technologies. Adams held a news conference at a Lower Manhattan subway station Wednesday, where he announced plans to test metal detectors equipped with artificial intelligence technology at subway entrances to search for guns. The scanners are manufactured by Evolve, a Massachusetts-based weapons detection company. The company is being investigated by the SEC and the Federal Trade Commission for allegedly overstating its technology's capabilities.
Their weapons detection systems, like the one here today, are already in use in the city at private companies as spaces where the public visit every day.
The mayor disputed the claims the equipment doesn't work.
It is clearly impressive when you're able to see how this technology is able to zero in where a gun potentially could be carried.
Narrated by the mayor, a group of officers tested the equipment. It picked up a gun shown by a red box on an iPad screen, but ignored a cell phone.
It's showing you where the gun is located, okay? Now he's gonna put his phone on his left side. Walk through one more time, please. Okay, so it didn't click on his phone, which is an electronic device. It clicked on where the gun is located.
Before stop and frisk was declared unconstitutional in New York, officers who found no weapons could arrest a person for any contraband like cannabis in plain view. Although pot has been legalized in New York, the mayor said that practice will continue.
If there's other contraband that's located where that gun is, then that's a whole nother story. And Mike, you could probably go and make
sure I'm accurate. So just to be clear, in the course of conducting that search, that targeted search based on the hit, if there's contraband, for example, seen in plain view, the officer, as in any situation, sees something in plain view and can take action.
It's a 90-day test that selects stations required by law. For 45 days, strap hangers can leave comments at the NYPD webpage. Subway riders can avoid the searches by leaving the subway before entering.